This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil.
As the U.S. prepares for another day of protests with new information about the death of George Floyd, the black man who died in police custody last week, U.S. President Donald Trump is declaring himself the country's law and order president. Mr. Trump made the remarks in the Rose Garden at the White House Monday evening as protesters just a block away from the White House fled tear gas and rubber bullets fired by military police. The president vowed that he will fight to protect the American people. He said he is an ally of peaceful protesters, but added that in recent days, the nation has been gripped by, in his words, professional anarchists, criminals, looters, and others. He cast the violence of the protests and looting that have taken place in American cities over the past 6 days as acts of domestic terror and vowed to use all federal resources, both civilian and military, to stop the looting and violence. He pledged to protect the rights of all Americans, including that of the Second Amendment to the Constitution, the right to bear arms. He is threatening the nation's governors that he's going to deploy the military to states if they do not stamp out violent protests over police brutality that have roiled the nation over the past week. His announcement came as police under federal command forced back peaceful demonstrators with tear gas so he could walk to a nearby church and pose with the Bible. Some Democratic governors are resisting President Trump's threat to deploy the U.S. military unless they dispatch National Guard units to dominate the streets in reaction to the violence that's gripped the country. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says that he does not believe the federal government can send military troops into a state. He accuses President Trump of creating an incendiary moment by threatening to do so. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.